This interview is being conducted by Maria Rubiola Treviño. The person being Ms. Gavina Escobar. The interview is taking place at Ms. Escobar's house in Escobares, Texas, in Starr County. On April 1987.
What is your complete name?
Gavina Escobar.
What is your birth date?
October 25, 1914.
Where were you born?
Escobares, Texas, Starr County.
What were your parents' name and where were they from?
Ruperto Escobar, originally from Escobares. His great-great-grandparents, that's why its name is Escobares, the village. And my mother was born in Ciudad Mier, Tamaulipas.
What was your mother's name?
Inés B. Escobar.
Where did you live and have you lived there all your life?
Yes, I lived here all my life.
How many members in your family?
We were 8 in the family.
What did you and your family do for a living?
Well, my father had a train wagon. Would transport all the products from the agricultural products here to Sanford Dyes and bring the things from Sanford Dyes back home.
And your mother?
My mother, a dressmaker.
What was your family's income?
That income was not in style by that time. It was just whatever they could sell or whatever they could buy. Not like now. Not like.
There was no money earned like a certain amount every year.
Uh-huh.
At what age did you start working and what type of work did you do?
Maybe 14 years when I started using the machine when Mama was away, you know. I would get in trouble because doctorada.
And what was it that you would do?
I would help my mother.
So?
Wash her the kids. No, not to sew exactly. She wouldn't let me use the machine, but when she was away, so, I would take the machine.
Oh, okay. How did you get your food to eat?
Well, there was a truck owned by the Guerra, H.P. Guerra family, and they come and deliver fruit, vegetables, and meat.
What about flour and sugar?
Well, my father, like I said, he had a train of wagons and he would get it from Roma.
What kind of education did you have available?
I was very lucky, but at that time we had the first bus here in the county. And my teachers, they were Roman Catholic nuns, which they would teach you more than what they should. They would teach us high school, that's now in the third grade. What else? We used to migrate to the state of Mississippi, and we went through World War I and World War II, a lot of depression. We would go by steamboat. There was no such Mississippi River yet. We would go by steamboat. And I would hear about the Ku Klux Klan because that was very famous at the time, you know. I didn't exactly know what that was. I was so scared about, like now, afterwards, the mafia. I was so scared. I never thought that it would get here. We would stay there, migrated till December. And then by the time we came I would have to catch up with the subjects, which I certainly did.
What was your favorite subject?
My first subject, geography and history.
What event or thing about the Depression do you recall affected you the most?
While on the months that we happened to stay there in the state of Mississippi, on those plantations where they used to have the slaves, there's still the bells. When they would ring the bell at 5:30 in the morning, we would never get up at that time. We'd get up earlier, and the days are very long because there it's labor, it's 10 hours, it's not 8 hours. That was what really affected
me. You hear the bells?
To hear those bells of the slavery.
If you would have to go through a depression again, what would you do to ease its effect?
Well, maybe go looking for a government aid. There was no other way out.
Did you have any type of government aid when you went through the depression?
Never.
You didn't have any type of help?
Never. Because my father used to own a farm. We were not qualified. Never qualified.
What type of help would other people get?
Other people would get a lot of welfare and clothing. They would get most everything except us because my father owned a farm and that was it.
What kinds of utilities and appliances did you have at your home?
The sewing machine in the first place, the wooden stove.
And you had these because you didn't have electricity?
No.
What would you use for light?
Gasoline lamps, which will give a lot of wood pump. And the stove, I mean the iron also, gasoline.
The iron was?
The gasoline.
Gasoline?
Yeah. We can get by the wagon train, they would come to the steamboat, to the Rio Grande. They used to come the steamboat with a lot of groceries, mostly everything. Since the river, there were many lakes, built dams and things, you know, so the river was not enough water in it, so the steamboats didn't come no more.
They stopped coming. What kind of transportation did you have available? Like, when you went to Mississippi, what did you go on?
Well, my brothers owned the three trucks. I would take a lot of other people to go with us by truck.
Was there a train that would come close by here in Escobares?
No.
No?
Not trains.
What would you do for fun?
Well, in Christmas time, we would make our own pageants and buy some cheap outfit to make somebody look like Santa Claus. And out of here, it's very rare to know that many people were so scared about the Santa Claus. They would cry and everything. And then we would make our own something. We'd cook and make something to give away. That always happened on Christmas. And then they were singing and dancing and bingos to play at a penny each card, which was a lot of money at the time. And there were plays, there was games, the Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dije eso. The Santa Claus Toyanos, the Christmas. There were no red, only once on a convent house, they had a radio, and we would walk up there to hear the music by radio or news or whatever. And there used to be a
vitrola.
And also a vitrola with records, which was very, very common, you know. And everybody have a good time with the dancing and singing with the vitrola. But in my grandmother's home, since it was a huge house and had a big, big hall in the center, some musicians from across, from Mexico, would come for $2.50 and play, and that was real dancing with real music, flute, violin, saxophone, and guitar. And that was the best of the music there was, and there is still, is the best music.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking time and letting me ask you all of these questions. It has been fun and interesting learning about how your life was like during the Depression.